This is CliffCentral.com.
So tell me if I'm lying. Best rapper right now, true or false?
False.
Ooh. True or false, Drake, best rapper right now?
El Drake. Not quite, man. Not
really?
The best. Not the
really,
best.
Guys?
He's top five.
Top five?
In the top five, absolutely.
Even top 10, man. But like definitely not the best.
Not the best.
In the
okay,
game.
How about top three? Top three?
Eminem, Jay-Z, Kendrick.
I'm just saying yes because I
okay,
don't
now look
rap
at me,
music.
Kendrick.
I'm not into rap music, so.
You know what? I agree with you, but you left one person out.
Man.
Who? 50 Cent.
Listen to this.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, the Seko Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craigo 6. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Urban Culture Drive.
Let it be known.
Absolutely.
That Brandon, I've always had your back. Though. I don't know about these two. I don't know about the rest of the people here. Because, I mean, Craig is just here being all fabulous. Like, yeah. And then Candace, what happened to you?
What? Am I skinnier?
Yes.
Have I lost some weight?
Black dress.
Black is a very slimming color. I was hoping you guys would say that because can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
I've been trying to like live like a healthier lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with your bank balance.
Oh, nothing at all. So I've been trying to like live like a healthier lifestyle.
Okay.
And I mean, I haven't always been perfect, but I've been like 80% consistent.
That's good.
So I was hoping I'd walk in here and you guys would be like, oh my God.
It just takes a lot more time.
Did you go through surgery? What's happening? Yeah. No, yeah, I think I'll give it another, you know, month.
No, not a month.
Just to like feel, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Inches, Niana.
Inches, yeah. No, inches will start to show. You know, it will start to show in a couple of weeks.
Thank
but
you
then
very
the
much.
Real.
My leader.
Tough,
The tougher parts.
It's going to take a while.
Okay.
So for everyone out there listening, hashtag Urban Culture Drive, can somebody on Twitter or WhatsApp or something just welcome me back to the show, please, guys?
No, don't,
I'm sitting here and I'm feeling like so like, who cares about me? I just need a bit of validation.
Welcome back to the show, Mapanga. We missed you so much. We were lost without you.
Yeah. I come back, you've lost weight.
And killed me.
You're still fabulous. Rumor has it your account is looking nice. What's going on?
Oh, wow.
Am I your kryptonite?
And also some of the things that have been happening, guys. Did you find out? Did you see the whole Foy's Farmers Market uniform? Like,
no.
There's a lot of situations happening where a lot of guys, specifically gay guys,
yeah?
are wearing striped shirts.
Oh,
so
I saw
that picture. Call it the Foy's Farmers uniform.
But can I ask a question? Like, was that planned? Or was it just like a coincidence?
No, it's just a coincidence. It's the in thing.
And now it's going to be like a thing.
And now it's going to... it was a thing. And
yeah.
Now it's just become so much that they call it the Foy's Farmers Market uniform.
You know, I'm such a loser. Like, I need to get out more. But actually, no. So I've told myself, right? Yeah. So, I mean... If you're listening to this like 5 years from now, just know on this day, it was the beginning of spring. This is our first show of the spring,
absolutely.
Right? In SA. And the amount of invites I've gotten.
I noticed. I saw you tweeted about it.
But my thing is, guys, and it always blows my mind because I always like do a weekend analysis.
Where are
right?
people inviting you to? Groovers.
It's not even that deep. Hey? It's like house parties.
Okay,
a lot of
cool.
The time. It could be like going to like a lounge, you know, going to
chilling.
A nice cafe, going to a cabana, something rational like that. But the thing is though,
yeah.
Listen, you will not go to those places and spend less than, let's say, $500.
This is why.
You won't.
If you're a man.
Yeah.
If you're a man.
If you're a man, yeah, absolutely. This is why I prefer to go to another city for like a quick weekend, just run about that weekend. You know,
yeah.
when it, because last week I was in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And I did not pay for shit.
You know what's nice about going to another city though? Is that they have to host you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
my
great.
Point.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
They and, always have to host you.
And you know, I just checked in and everyone's like, oh my God, Craigo 6 is in town. And Craigo 6
where the party
was,
at. Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? It was such a vibe.
So you went to Cape Town. What was the occasion?
There was no occasion. I just felt like packing up and leaving the city.
Okay.
Just hold on. I haven't done this in a really long time. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it wrong. Let's see. Oh, I see. I did get it wrong. I knew I'd get it wrong.
Okay.
I knew I would. Listen, I'm just going to shut up and switch off my mic while I fix like my technical things for a second. Thank you, Job, for changing everything while you were here.
But also, Job kept us, you know.
Afloat.
Afloat for a while.
Afloat.
Yeah, we got used to that husky voice.
Yeah, I think people are gonna start asking for that now.
Absolutely.
Once Mapanga's back on your ones and twos, baby.
So I'm gonna quickly summarize my spring weekend in Cape Town. So I fly in at runabout at 6 p.m. Make sure, obviously, I check into the slow lunch. Who doesn't like free food and alcohol, guys? You know. So I rock up there. When I get there, my friends already have like a dinner prepared. We have dinner, and then there's this gorgeous people there. This
I saw you took a video.
I mean,
was this an interracial couple with a baby?
That was like for the second day.
Okay.
So these
are just people you know.
These are just people that know me via Instagram, via friends or whatever.
Hold on, no. I'm very disturbed here. So you went to another city.
Yeah.
And your followers would invite you.
No, not even the first day that you get there.
Yeah.
You go hang out with people that you don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, Greg, if you go missing, me, I'm not tweeting for
honey,
you. Hey?
No, I'm not tweeting.
Listen, this is my friend. Guys, please tweet until he's found.
We can't help
you. But how do you know they're not dodgy people? On a serious note, though.
Okay, on a serious note, I think, you know, I've sort of interacted with a lot of these people, and I've interacted with a lot of people that are their friends. So, I mean, Cape Town for us, it's a gay capital.
Okay.
You rock up
it's
there.
It's a community thing, so you knew.
So yeah. I plan to stay at my friend's place for 3 nights, right?
Yeah.
I get there, they have a dinner. I don't really want to hang out around with them because they're a bit older, mature crowd.
Yeah.
And then like, okay, fine, what's happening? And then I just talk to this one guy and he's like, oh, we'll come through, there's a house party. Did I not stay there till 4 a.m.? It was so lit. And then, you know, Cape Town is just a vibe. It's a consistent vibe, especially if you're fresh meat. You know, I'm considered fresh meat there. Because stay there. Do you know what I mean?
Your brand new stock.
So give me a heads up. So all you did was what? You put like an Instagram video or something, like an Instagram story.
It's a story. And then immediately people that were, because I was in Sea Point, you know, Hoggervale,
those areas.
So it was so easy. People were like, hello, you're around. There's a vibe. I'm like, okay, I'm there.
Do you know what's nice about gay people?
Yeah.
Is that sense of community.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really great.
That is.
People
that
look awesome. After you.
On
this side, the heterosexual side?
Ah.
Dololo.
Is it?
Nothing.
Every man for himself.
Every man for himself. Even female. Because like also females like have this, I don't know. And females have this fictitious, like they smile at you, but like as soon as you turn around, it's like knives come out.
Absolutely, yeah. No,
like fake-ish.
Like I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's like what pull her down syndrome, right?
Yeah. Why are people bitter? Who hurt people?
Who hurt
you?
People?
You know what?
Why do you need to bring down another child so that you can rise? Why are people doing this? I've noticed that. Hey.
So maybe let's put them in a box, right?
Yeah.
Candace, your people.
Don't say that out loud. Mm-hmm. It sounds racist.
Your people.
Are you referring to mixed race?
Colored people.
See, now that's also awkward because now you don't know. I was actually going to just say females.
Okay, cool.
But we'll get to the colors now.
Okay,
now.
Cool.
That's cool. Because, like, you know,
inclusivity. Should I just jump
and
to
all
that?
That?
Sorry. I jumped right
that's your
to
identity.
It.
So, females.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys hate each other so much? Seriously.
I cannot speak for everyone else. But for women, like, it's a thing of you want to be the hottest bitch, the baddest bitch.
No, but you won't be.
The coolest bitch.
But if you're average, you know you're average though.
And then the thing is with women is we're so different and we're all so beautiful and women, you know, but we want to be bitter. It's a thing of being bitter. I guess it's the same thing that when it comes to guys. Like,
no, it's actually
ego.
Not.
When it comes to ego,
I personally do not subscribe, hey.
But you know what's tough with females, right? Is that it can be 10 different things. With guys, it's always one thing.
Yeah.
Who's got the most amount of money? That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
With women, it's looks.
Like, no one's going to... I'm not going to hate
women
Craig.
Women, it's looks.
I'm not going to hate Craig because he's got like the biggest thighs ever.
It's women, looks.
Looks. All the time.
Point blank, period.
Is it?
If you're prettier than me, somer.
And you dress
I don't
better,
like you.
It's even like your...
That's it.
But do you know what's even... Like, what really grinds me and how sadistic this is?
Yeah.
You know the situation, Craig, right? When you have a group of girls, flames, and you have the ringleader...
Yes.
Who is like... like awkward, right? And the ringleader. So if I approach
the ringleader, calls the shots. I know what you're saying.
Exactly, but even if I like one of her friends, ringleader would be like, no.
They say you always have to keep the ringleader happy.
Yeah, so
because let's be honest, the ringleader is always ugly. She's the one that no one wants.
Yeah,
right. And so
that is sadistic. So you are willing to block me from the woman in my dreams?
Yeah, because why aren't you picking me?
First of all, I don't think the woman of your dreams will be in such situations. Let's
this
clear
is also
that.
True.
Yeah, let's clear that up.
Hey,
you know what I mean. Number two, I feel like
that's for making me feel good. This one is you, my love, buddy.
If you're a ringleader, there's just a lot of pressure to make everyone happy. That's why if you want somebody who's controlled by a ringleader, you need to make that ringleader happy by popping up champagne for the entire.
Hey, what?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. There's a new spot that I discovered. It's called Milk and Honey in Monte Cassino.
Yeah.
Same vibe. I rocked up there with a bunch of hotties.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Same Crazy. Thing. So I want to ask you something because seeing that you're saying that, right? Because there's one thing that girls do that I think is so flipping disturbing, right?
Yeah.
Pretty girls always identify other pretty girls. Mm-hmm. And it's always, oh, hi, you're so pretty. Oh, my gosh, let's be friends.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen in front of my eyes so many times it blows my mind,
it
right?
It does happen a lot.
But then how did the ringleader end up?
The ringleader is there because maybe she's the hype man.
And also she could be quite moneyed.
Yeah, she's usually moneyed, the hype man. She's got the transport, the car. She's got the whip.
I've noticed. She's usually, yeah.
She's usually well-connected as well.
Also, yeah.
Very well-connected in terms of guest list, VIP. And she knows the rich niggas.
Mm.
So she brings the stock.
So she's the plug.
She's the plug.
Yeah.
She's the financial plug.
She's the plug.
She's the network plug.
Transportation plug.
Let me tell you, for example, I'm going to take it to a gay situation very quickly. Like, let's say, for example, I've got a Fandonder who's got money to spend on a weekend. He's bored. He's like 42.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. So Fandonder, you mean like a really rich, wealthy white guy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. And then he'll call me up and say, look, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. And I'm like, okay, what do you want me to do? He's like, yo, make things happen. Mm-hmm. And then I'll call my hot friends. I'm like, yes, guys, I need wings.
You bring stock.
I just bring a vibe.
No, you bring Stogo.
Mm.
Essentially, it is what it is.
Is Fratonda gay, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Oh, usually he's gay.
Yeah.
Of course, he's gay all the time. Is Craig going to go chill with the straight man?
Honestly, you know why I asked this question?
Why?
Because there's been a couple of times, bro, where I've called you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, we're going wherever. And I'm like, because Craig is hot friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, where are your hot friends? Like, no, I'm with either you with your cousin or you with someone.
Yeah.
It's just never always happened because our timetables were messed up.
Always.
But I've asked Craig, like, hey, where the hot chicks at? And Craig's like, I got your back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
That's mm-hmm. why I love Craig. It's deep here, man. The bromance is
the bromance is lit.
Yeah, no. But also, I just feel like with someone that like Les, who's got cute looks, the girls always look at him and be like, I can't imagine. Doesn't have money.
That's oh, yes. He's
got, yeah. He's got
I understand.
Cute, typical, and they're like, no, he's pay slip, not income statement, balance sheet. And I'm like, what is a boy supposed to do?
Yeah. I totally get it.
So you have a point, right?
Yeah.
But I want to go back quickly to you being the plug in your network, right?
Yeah.
So in a gay situation, right? So you got gay and you got like all these cute guys and everybody's looking good. Yeah. Who's the ringleader? Is there a ringleader in like a gay community?
No, because I think it's very difficult to put it like that. You can't like box it up like that because we've got different vibes and different energies. And
can I be honest? Yeah. I don't think there is.
There isn't.
Like generally gay people are very, either they're very good looking, they take care of themselves, etc.
But whoever has the most amount of social followers has the most amount of social currency.
That's so what I was going to say. Is there like a Beyonce of the squad?
Say, irrespective of what I look like, if
you're
I
that
know
person,
that if I tag on to something or I call somebody up and they'll respond to, then I know that somehow I can be like, yeah.
So it's really like being the Beyonce of a group of people
because
or squad or team. It's
the one with the
currency.
Most amount of clout.
Yes.
Social currency.
Do you know what this proves, right?
Yeah.
Is that just gays are better at everything.
God, everything. Everything.
I'm not even playing with you, right? One, gays are never broke, right? So I was watching Trevor Noah and someone was like, have you ever seen a gay homeless guy? No, never.
I said that in a show, in our gay show.
Oh, was you?
Yes.
I've never seen that, ever. Like, a flamboyant homeless person. I haven't, One. Two, we spoke on the gay show.
Yeah.
Why, on average, gay people are quite successful. Right, and it's because of their work ethic, how they need to prove themselves all the time, blah 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 blah. We know for a fact they're very good looking because I mean, Candace is still single, and every guy she hits on is like, I don't know what it is.
And I mean, look at you, Les.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Also, this is also true.
I want to come back to that. And three, no, not even three, this is four now, right? And four, even with you guys in a circle.
Yeah.
The ringleader is still either good, really good looking, or has like crazy clout.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes even like a lot of guap, like, you know, your hashtag Linda Mwikets, I can't compete. I like,
hey, what?
Clout, he's got looks, he's got like I'm just,
money power.
I'm like, you know what, guys, if there was a perfect man, you
for
know
you.
What I mean? Not for me.
Oh, absolutely, just in general.
Just in general, because obviously I'm going to be a hater.
Bitter.
I'm not going to.
He's
very dope.
He's got the looks, he's got the money, and he's got the clout. It's like, okay, geez, bruh, tone it down. You know what I mean? Because to get clout is difficult if you've got looks. Those two
Yeah,
it can be very tricky if you don't have the
balance.
But if you've got money, you can get clout very quickly.
Very quickly. It's easy to get very clout. Quickly. But,
in that case, let me ask a question, right? Because I've always wondered this. Well, only now. Let me not say always act like I'm an intellectual and stuff. If gay guys are so successful and that, right?
Yeah.
Why is there such a vast difference between gay guys and lesbians?
Because lesbians don't work out.
Let's be honest. No, for real. No.
They don't work out.
No, can I tell you, the aesthetics are very different. Very different. With a gay man, it's metro. It's here. I'm making sure I'm looking good.
It's current.
I'm grooming. You know, I'm getting dressed. I'm working out.
Yeah.
With women, it's complete opposite. It's I'm going to gain weight. I just want to chill. I want to be a man.
Yeah.
I want to be butch. Just chill.
It's like,
so essentially, you say so essentially, the lesbians, okay, guys, we are generalizing, but just
let's be honest.
Yeah. So they pretty much, it's always on like the outs, it's always on the extremes.
Yes.
So lesbians are like on the extreme, like I'm
on
really
both
dirty.
Spectrums.
Like for me, like I'll just decide not to take a shower the whole Saturday, but like for them, it could get really cringy. It could.
I don't know.
Dirty hair.
Well, the thing is, I don't have a lesbian friend, so it's.
But you see, that's another thing that
my
neighbors.
Can I tell you a story about my neighbors? Yeah. So
are they lesbian?
They're sisters, right? So we grew up together. So the older sister's about my sister's age, younger sister's around my age. So we were really close as kids, running around playing lacquer golf foot, you know. And they dated guys in the beginning, and then there was a switch. They started gaining weight, and they essentially became ugly and unattractive.
Hold on, are both of them lesbian?
Both of them.
I like what their mother's feeding them,
dude. On God, both of them are lesbos. Mm. They currently are engaged to their lesbian partners. Like, they're living their best lives. They're so happy. So I always wondered, is it because no one found them attractive as women? No. With all, like, I mean,
it's a real question. No, we want to know.
Because I think that did contribute.
I think that, you know,
because they were really just.
Yeah. But I just think that, you know what, with regards to that, women, there's always a market for any type of woman. You can look at it, like, guys are just.
True. Why it's a king, eh? And that's why I always feel like there's hope for me, because I've seen women, ne, that look like walls. You look like a wall. Yeah. Like, there's nothing to look at. Ne?
Yeah.
That have men.
So there's always a market for women, irrespective.
You're so right, hey?
You know what I mean?
Hitler Bashab,
so I don't think it's about the fact
they just are both lesbos.
Yeah, they're becoming more and more of themselves.
Yeah.
But I've also never seen a crew of them.
It's a whole squad. Go to ETC in Centurion.
Yeah, Centurion.
Gay club.
Centurion.
Yeah, ETC.
Hey,
yeah.
Even straights go there.
What TC or
ETC?
ETC.
Yeah. Centra.
Why do I never know these things?
Also.
Well, it's Centurion. No one knows.
I'm such a loser.
About that place. But yeah, you should totally go there, Liz. I think you'd love it. Especially
and,
you.
And
sure. This is also.
Craig, it's a little middle class, like.
Obviously,
lower emerging.
I'm not going to be seen there.
You wouldn't want to go there.
Crazy.
It's lower emerging.
Yes,
Craig
really
would
to,
never.
I never go to Centurion.
And like, I don't want you to go to ETC. It's not your kind of.
It's not my thing.
But Les, you're welcome. More than welcome.
Listen,
bring friends.
Like Gareth lives in Centurion, which I think is weird. Like, Centurion is a weird place.
He lives in Irene, actually. Yeah.
Which it's all
Centurion.
The same.
No, it's a Centurion, yes. I'm just saying.
It's all just a weird place.
I don't know. I pass. See, for me, life is Joburg, Midrand,
Pretoria.
That's it.
Northish.
Northish, yeah.
Okay, listen. So we spoke. Wow.
I know. We had a lot to unpack, guys.
Yeah.
This is a lot, guys.
It's like you guys just had a whole lot of shit on your hearts that you just wanted to unpack.
We just.
What else is bothering you, niggas?
To talk on. But you know, before we do that, let's get into our feelings with Just Rapper and then come back and kick this thing off the real way in the sick of 30 minutes.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What does it mean to be a man in today's world? There is a lot of confusion about this and a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity everyone needs to hear in this raw and authentic series of six podcasts. Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world. Equally relevant to men and women, it provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do. It unpacks the three core desires at the heart of every man, the question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood, the four big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label. Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Available now on the cliffcentral.com website.
This is cliffcentral.com.
Candace Babes, how are you?
I'm fat. fabulous.
Wow, why are you so loud? Can't and two, tell? Like, why do you want a pen? I don't even have a pen in my...
Sorry, I need to sign off on guys, my live
you
read.
You know, the things that happen in the studio.
I just
oh
did
God.
A live read, okay? I need to sign off on it.
Anyway,
Craig...
Honestly,
that was... pretty ox what you just did there. Like, I was just like, I was waiting.
Did
for
you take
Dennis
a video?
Yes.
Because I was looking at him like, don't lose your line. Don't lose your line. You can fight this.
You know, we're going to do.
Fight this.
Listen, you got to be professionals here, right? You've been here for almost a year, right? We're going to read these live reads like we've never read them before.
But we have almost been here for a year, guys.
I know. Speaking of the interesting thing that we just spoke about earlier. There's an article released by The Strategist, a New York magazine. Why are so many gay guys wearing striped shirts? The so-called Fourways Farmers Market shirt.
Oh, this the look.
Is this a serious thing?
It's a serious thing.
But is it because striped shirts like make you slimmer though? Like if they
that's a myth. If they, oh, wait. We've debunked that.
If they're no. vertical.
It's a myth.
Serious?
No. The whole vertical horizontal is a myth.
Rubbish.
It's rubbish.
Because I think that's also a lie. It's been debunked that you have a left brain and a right brain. That's also lies.
I don't know. I just think that with regards to clothes that slim you up, just go work out, guys.
Actually, you know what?
Just go work out.
Quit eating. Okay, or eat right.
Just eat right.
And go to the goddamn gym.
Yeah,
I'm preaching to myself.
I just feel like, I don't know, this whole black makes me fat, but I just feel like, no, man. Just go work out.
Well, listen, I know that Craig works out, right? Another Candace has lost weight. I mean,
what's next?
Anyone can do it now.
You're hyping me up, stop.
Anyone can do. So what have you been doing? What have you been doing? Because you don't run. We know you don't run. It's not like you've
I've
been doing squats.
I've actually been running.
Yeah.
Still, how far?
More around the block.
Around the block? How long? How far the block?
I think the block's about 6Ks.
That's good. That's really good.
Is it?
If
thank
you keep
you.
That up about
thank
4 times.
You.
Is this every day?
And now he's going to try to measure my block.
Is this every day though?
No, God no.
How many times have you come?
Okay,
when did practical advice?
Surely but surely I'm getting there.
Did you do this once?
No. I swear to God, I have never been so consistent. And you know what the thing is? What initiated the whole thing is?
Yeah.
I'm very inconsistent as a human being.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know what? I need to get better at this thing.
Absolutely.
Because everything is flopping because of my inconsistency, right? So I'm like, try this one thing that kicks your ass all the time.
Absolutely.
So try eating well.
Yeah.
So I just started making better decisions and picking
what
better
options.
What
have you been eating, babes?
No so
McDonald's?
I would have like Avo, you know?
That's
I'd
good.
Have like the typical, I'd have fruits. I'll make smoothies. Mm. I've been to Kauai probably 7 times in the last 3 weeks.
That's expensive though.
It is, but I've got money, bitch. I'm joking.
Hey, what?
I'm totally kidding. I'm joking, guys. Yeah. I take that back.
She's
I've
really
got a
not.
Sponsor, man.
She's
got
not,
a sponsor.
Okay. Hey, so she's got money.
Okay, but
I ain't got no money in the bank.
Huh?
No.
Okay, I'm wondering, like, you're glowing, whatever.
Yeah,
hey,
true.
No.
But if you do want to eat healthy, you know what Pick and Pay does? They have this food.
I've even been meal prepping.
Yeah, Pick and Pay has this like in the veggie section where the food is like 7 days about to get off or whatever. It's still good.
Yes.
And you get massive
for
discounts. Like, it's ridiculous.
Guys, why are you only telling me this now?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I know there's checkers in Rivonia as well.
Absolutely.
Literally 50% by 6 o'clock.
Sometimes it's 70. Like, I've bought stuff for like 100 rand, like 5 bags of fresh vegetables that I use for an entire week, and I'm still fine, you know? So, and it's not there's the best before and the sell by date. So the sell by date gives it an extra couple of days. Could be 4 or 7, depending on the type of fruit or veg. But it really works and it saves a lot of money. And if you want to be on
that is such practical
eating,
stuff.
Yeah, it is. It works. It's the little things that make sense. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you guys are like
so no sugar. I've also adopted the whole no sugar thing. I'm only drinking water and tea, no
okay.
coffee.
Mm. I'm gonna ask 2 questions. Like if you've been doing these, then I know you're serious, right? If you're not, then you still can this. Okay.
No, for realsies.
One, alcohol. Have you been decreasing? What's happening there?
That's my killer.
That's your killer?
Yes, that's my killer.
Okay,
that's
cool.
The one thing.
So you still need to go
but
over.
But I know that's the issue. I know. I'm very
over.
Well aware that that is a huge obstacle right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah. You know, as long as we're honest, and that's what
absolutely.
I enjoy.
Absolutely.
As long as we're honest and we're upfront with each other. Don't, you know, people come here. Oh my gosh, like, kind of sugar. Shut up. Like,
no, liquor still kicks my ass.
Liquor's crazy.
What I've done, though, is I don't mix with soda.
Oh yeah, perfect.
If I'm having gin, just to, you know, make myself feel better.
Absolutely.
So I don't mix with soda, I'll mix with water. That's literally, I've stuck to it, you know?
I think also with regards to what was also killing me was the fact that I was smoking a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had to cut down and just continue with just the vaping. So the smoking was triggered obviously by drinking. And the moment you drink and smoke, I would have more drinks and more smokes.
Yes.
But when you cut out one, the other one starts to feel a bit weird. Like I wouldn't be brave enough to have like 10 glasses of wine without the cigarettes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But if I have like 2 glasses and I don't have the cigarette, then I'll be like, okay, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think with that, it kind of made me cut down the alcohol during the week as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I do want something, I've got Johnny Walker, 2 shots. I'm good.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just for finesse.
Yeah. But I am super proud of myself. I've made some strides, man, guys. Mm. Like, shit, I would... Thank you. Mm. I would have a chocolate bar now just because it's 3 o'clock and it's... you know, and now I think about it and I rationalize it. I'm like, no.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Isn't it empowering, though? Like, you feel so much better.
I do feel so...
Like, you feel like you're in control.
Yes.
But let's talk about you. Your eating habits are ridiculously disgusting.
Yeah, mine are crazy.
I mean, Les is always uploading food and some kind of food or some kind of restaurant.
And it's always like...
Who's paying for all of this? Guys... Like, the what bank. Is your budget? Honestly, like, you know what? I thought that out of all of us, I made the most amount. No, guys, Liz is out. And
and it's every day. You know, people always say, they're like, how are you eating out every day? I'll tell you. So, I like nice food, right? Which is, like, my issue. I seem to get over that. I think I'm still, like, it's like an immaturity of, like...
Yeah, because you are getting older now. How old are you turning? 28?
Yeah.
It's slowing down. Metabolism.
It's slowing down. So I can't be eating nonsense.
30. The moment you don't train yourself by 30.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
It's difficult.
So since I need you guys give me practical advice, right?
Yeah.
So my big issue. So I'm always about like saving, like financial. You know, it's all about financials. So okay, fine. I need to stop eating out every day, right? So
wow,
I need to
every
like
day.
I need to like pack lunch. Do you know my problem with packing lunches?
Mm.
It's those stupid Woolworths like lunch bags that you take to work. I just think they look stupid.
So well, they are different ones. Like,
so that's your issue.
Even like the pretty packaging. Ones. Even like the pretty ones. Like you look like this guy has been married for like 15 years and there's nothing
but
to look
Les,
forward
you will
to.
Never look like you've been married for 15 years. No matter even if you wore a paper bag from Woolies. Like what is you don't have a real issue.
Yeah.
You don't have a real
So I'm gonna stop there. Okay, fine. Yeah. So one, I must any sort of eating out every day. Cool. What's another thing? Another practical way that I can save money? Talk to me. You guys know these things.
Wow, what is that supposed to?
No.
It's not even like. Wow.
That practical way of saving money is
staying indoors.
Yeah, you're Netflix. A man. I was going to say find a blesser, but there are female blessers.
Yeah.
But yeah, stay indoors, dog.
If you're a female blesser, please like hit me up in the DMs.
But also in your case, male.
Seriously.
Male also for you. Gonja, we're not sure.
Jury's still out.
Jury's still out on that one.
Yeah, but that's
Can
what
we
I
be
do.
The first ones to know when you do ever
No, I don't want to know because then I'll never look at him the same way because I'll be like, you're this competitor. Bank. You know what I mean?
But that's
I
how gay people people compete as well.
I know, but I wouldn't want Les on my team, guys. It's like the competition.
Oh, cause that's direct competition. Direct competition.
But it was such a dope team, though.
And then he loses his VP because you step
You'll
up.
You stand out and guys. No, stay there.
This is problematic.
Stay there.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Just don't come out. We're not ready.
Okay, now before we lose track of thought, cool.
Okay, so I do a lot of Netflix. I've cancelled out my DStv subscription because I used to waste a lot of.
Please
time
talk to
watching.
Me through your Netflix and how it's cheaper.
It's amazing. Like guys, I just pay 150.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've got uncapped data, irrespective of whether I have DStv or not.
That's the nice thing. The fact that you have uncapped in your apartment block.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's and then how much do you pay for that?
600.
So 600.
610 megabytes per second.
So
really
awesome. So it's 700 for the whole thing because 100 for Netflix, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at 700 the whole thing.
750. Yeah.
But you see where this now gets tricky, right? Mm-hmm. Is that because. If you're like majority of the country and you have like Compact, right?
It makes a lot of sense.
Then Compact is still cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely. But the
Do
thing
you get
is,
what I'm saying?
But also, if you look at it from the fact that I didn't really care, irrespective of whether I had Compact or I still had standard Wi-Fi. So my Wi-Fi is
it's a standard thing.
You know what I mean? So if I can reduce my, even if let's say Compact is 350, it's still cheaper. It's still more expensive than Netflix.
Yeah, for you. But remember,
majority of the population,
exactly.
The
not everybody
but
has.
But also, I must add, you can share logins.
Yeah, you can share logins,
which is fun as well. Also. So he'll pay, and he just gives us his login details.
For his
and then
Wi-Fi,
we live
right?
our best life.
No. For Netflix. For Netflix, yeah, absolutely. This is also true. Yes,
I am never buying Netflix.
I mean, you're never buying Netflix.
No, I don't need to because I can just use your login.
Yes, you could just use it.
Wait, can we both log in at the same time?
Yes, you can.
You just can't.
The issue comes when you watch the same shows.
Yeah,
so
but
maybe not watch the. But that's also you can always jump in.
Oh no, get out of here, man.
No.
But you're different people.
No, that's easy though. But like that's so easy. I can always call you like, hey, I'm like, are you watching?
It's like when you're on. Let's say you're watching the same series. He's on episode 5. You're on episode 11.
Yeah.
That's the only time that. But you'll never watch the same series.
We'll never. Like the chances of that.
I mean.
But hold on. What if it does happen? Then what?
You can always just retract. Like it's fine. It's not a train smash
thing. You know. And the lot
no, hold on, guys. No, hold on.
It's not out of this world. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you just go back.
If we do, no, but you're saying, I don't know what that means. So if we're watching the same thing, what happens? Well, I think just like a
Netflix
just freeze.
Keeps track of where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Netflix will kick me out.
No. Essentially, the episode that you were on, yes. Let's say
he'll kick you out of the episode. No, that's fine.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I think you know those are some of the things that I've done to save money. Also, not
that is quite clever.
Not go out every weekend, guys. And yeah. But I do like doing free things. So inverted commas.
Mm-hmm. You said like
going to a park. Exactly. Yeah. Like going for a run and meeting up with other bougie people that will and be like, let's go for lunch. It's on me. You know,
yeah,
having
that's a
smart
great one.
Friends,
and
you
staying know single.
Staying single also helps a lot.
Oh, you see, okay, hold on. I'm gonna get there. You know what I do when I go out?
Mm-hmm.
I only go with my friends that have money.
Yeah,
I am done with the days where I go out on the 10 niggas, and everyone looks at me for like the bow, and I'm like, no. So I've literally stopped that.
Absolutely.
I've left niggas with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that. Yeah, I've done. Right. I calculate evenly. I was like, here's my money. Cheers, yeah. You guys will figure it out, and I left.
Yeah.
Because there's a certain point where like no,
I understand.
You must just get your stuff together.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because obviously, if we're going out, one that pisses me off is that one it was premeditated.
Mm.
It's not like you were caught
so
off guard.
So like you were like, which I think that's what pissed me off the most. Yeah. So what I do now, I go out with my mates that have cash, which is cool.
Yeah.
But let's go back. You spoke about before this. There's one other point that he had. Stay single.
Yeah, single.
I said
for
that,
me,
yes. Stay
for me,
single.
It worked. I think, yeah, it absolutely works. But also, it's a two double-edged sword, guys.
It's a double-edged sword.
Because also, being single, you want to finesse. When you go out with different people.
Thank you.
You get exposed to different kind of spending
Thank
habits.
You.
People that have different expectations. So it's all up to you. But also,
you go on more dates?
You go on more dates. You know what I mean? So if you're single, just have a fuck buddy.
But also, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
If you see, the thing is, when you're dating, right, you say, don't date to save money. But if you're dating someone who knows their stuff, right, and who has a good income, then
so you go 50-50 on shit.
On everything.
That's everything becomes. Ain't nobody finna do that. Ain't no girl in this world.
That's the problem. And that's why it's so much better to be gay. Because if you're gay, I'm sure you know
everyone. If you're gay, you just want to pay the bill.
I think, okay, no, it's not always the case, guys. I've been with some wretched ass people. I think the most interesting thing about gays is because they're still men, so ego still kicks in. I don't want to feel like I'm being spoiled all the time.
Yeah.
So if nigga's gonna pay for this, I'm going to finesse him with that. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like if I know that somebody's picking me up, we're going to Hardee's, he'll pay for lunch. You know what I mean? Like
no, but that is kind of 50-50
because you know you're thinking about the next person. You know what I mean?
No, but hold on, that is better because that is kind of 50-50. Mm.
You know what I mean? I can't take
you do
to
that. I do that.
Hardee's.
Yeah.
And then, you know what
and
I mean?
Then I must also like feed you now. Like you're full of it then.
Mm-mm. No. The guy must also feel like when that's a proper educated gay, he'll be like, I need to finesse.
So long story short,
I have one more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you
can I just summarize
yes,
him? So one
summarize.
Either like be gay or like date like a proper chick. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the last one?
So the last one I would say is do what Madrid niggas do.
Hey.
You drive your expensive car till about the 15th. And then you take public transportation for
no,
the,
that's way too
the
much
other
admin.
15 days.
Or you can do what Craig Sexy does. Have two cars, one fully paid off.
What? And we're going to end off right there because it's a perfect time to be like, what?
This is CliffCentral.com.
Have two cars and do what with the other one, Craig?
Okay, the other one is the Polo, which is cheap, you know? Very cheap. Petrol.
Yeah.
So weekend car, you can finesse Saturday, Sunday. You know
finesse.
I mean?
And what's the weekend car?
Okay, it's just a little Jeep Wrangler.
It's the Wrangler.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Win an entrepreneurial package with 2 million with Alpha Code. 2 million, guys. What would you guys do with 2 million right now?
Yo, wow. Hey, what? I'd get a girlfriend.
You wouldn't be broke anymore. No, you wouldn't. Oh, sorry, broke. You wouldn't have to save anymore. Let's say from Mapanga. And Craig or Sexy, you could slay somewhere in Cape Town.
Absolutely.
Alpha Code is inviting applications for its prestigious Alpha Code Incubate program that seeks to identify and reward high potential innovative entrepreneurs to boost the development of fintech and financial services in South Africa. 16 businesses will be invited to pitch for 8 places on the Alpha Code Incubate program. The final 8 businesses will complete a customized 12-month program and will benefit from an entrepreneurial package with 2 million rand each. Hey. The package consists of 1 million in grant funding and 1 million rand worth of support, including mentorship, monthly expert-led sessions, exclusive office space in Santoni, marketing, legal, and other business support services, as well as access to RMI's networks. The first round of application closed this Friday, 7 September 2018. Terms and conditions, of course, apply. Find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
This is cliffcentral.com.
And just like that, we're back with all this financial savviness, man. Your faith could never. This
your is faith could never.
This is the type of stuff that your lecturer Craig could never teach you in accounting
absolutely
class.
Absolutely never, never. But also, I'm a bit worried the rand is just fucking us up. You know, like it's.
I know it's so stressful here, guys.
Can I ask a question? The only way that stuff affects me is when it comes to the petrol price. But like, whether like the rand falls and we pick it up, okay, like other people say,
that is very narrow-minded.
Yeah, I
could
hear your
fame's like
wife
you.
Said. If exactly. the land, if the rand falls,
we'll just pick it up again.
You know what I mean? But also, you have to think about, like, if I were to think about textbook supplies, you know?
Yeah.
Supply and demand, import, export. Yeah. It really does make. It does make it quite more expensive.
My thing is because maybe it's because I feel like I'm getting screwed over all the time.
Yeah,
and that now it no longer matters because yeah. I'm getting screwed anyway.
Yeah, true. But also this is especially when in education the textbooks and it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
Crazy.
Like, you know.
So listen, we spoke about financial savvy stuff,
yeah,
right? Yeah. We definitely need to make like a whole show around that because I think like the stuff we're dropping are such jewels.
It's a whole series.
I didn't know about the pick and pay like things about to go off thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
And you know what else?
Yeah.
If you know somebody at Woolworths, now this is like top secret.
Yeah, I know. Then you can do the back route thing, and then you get all the
okay.
The,
not that.
The stuff that's about the stuff that's about to go off. But you know, Woolies like works like ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's
about 2 weeks. So but their stuff is worse. So if you are staff there, or if you know somebody who's there,
who works
buy
there,
yeah, they can buy the stuff at only 12% the price.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
12%. So if something's 100 rand, you essentially pay 12 rand.
Are you kidding me?
And they get about, I think they get like 15% of our alcohol from Woolies if they're staff. So if you're friends with somebody from there, that's, you know, that's also.
Guys, that is
cool. Make friends.
Make friends.
Bitch, make friends.
Listen, if you're listening here, if you ever look down on like a person that works at Woolworths,
oh shame, they're doing the most.
Oh, fam, yo, what? Okay, hold on. I just need to do this because I need to think for a second.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, this is Cliff. Okay, Craig, do it.
Yeah, this is Cliff Central.
This is CliffCentral.com. Welcome to the hashtag Urban Culture Drive on CliffCentral.com. We're back with all things financially savvy. I think we're done with that now. And we've spoken about gay people and lesbians. Do we like lesbians? Yes or no?
Yes, we love lesbians.
Do we really? I couldn't care less about them. No. I don't even think I have any lesbian friends.
I think we love them, but as long as I'm not associated with them, you know? It's a thing I love people, but as long as they're not.
From afar,
yeah.
Like, don't come here.
Mm. No, I'm kidding, guys. I love my lesbians, but I don't have a gay.
You have nothing in common with lesbians.
Why is it none of us have lesbian friends? I don't have lesbian friends.
I also, the neighbors, but I mean.
But they're neighbors, you have no
they're
choice.
They're grown ups now.
You know what I mean? But I have something that you guys probably don't have. Do you have an Asian friend? I have an Asian friend, guys.
That's not fair. There aren't really that many right now.
Yeah, true.
Like, you know,
but I got one. You know?
I don't have one.
Yeah. I also don't have one. I couldn't care less either, to be honest.
No, I just did it for Instagram. Like, you know.
Oh
for
the finesse. God.
So great to be back in this show. Okay, so we've celebrated something, right? So we've learned a lot about financial savviness. Like, we never spend it. My groceries, guys, I'm bawling. So financial savvy stuff. We've established that gay people are just better at everything.
Yeah.
Mm, right?
Essentially.
They're just better people. The rest of us just suck. We've established that Candace thinks she lost weight, but we don't notice. Until we do. Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
To produce a viewer at the back centurion sucks, live with it. Yes. 5
Your back.
I'm back.
Hello. Are you like back or you
but
just like
six,
back?
But six, no one cares, so I might leave again. And then seven, none of us have lesbian friends.
Yeah, true. This is also
we'll
true.
Live.
We'll be fine.
We'll live.
Okay, well, until then, we'll definitely live until next week. What do you guys want to talk about next week, guys?
I don't know. We're going to have to talk to our manager.
We'll talk about all things spring. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung. But it really hasn't, guys. It's actually still cold. Like, why are you guys like...
Apparently, when you Google spring, when spring starts in the southern hemisphere, it starts on the 23rd of this month.
Yeah. Do we ever get anything right in this place? In South Africa, do we ever get anything right?
Never
ever.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I'm quite interested in the whole spring thing. Okay.
The whole spring thing? Okay, cool. So we'll do that.
So come in your springish shandies as well, okay? So everyone in the studio, come in your undies and your swim shandies.
Watch Craig just like shine.
That's what I'm thinking. I just saw his eyes light up when I said come in your speedo.
Yeah.
So listen, let's keep it really corny, right? Especially because I'm back. Like, make me feel special a little bit.
Yeah.
Your parting words of wisdom for the day, Mr. Craig or Sexy.
Always work out and never give up on a sexy body.
Hey,
it's a
what?
It's a real
I thought
thing.
You were going to say that. You just took it out of your mouth. Anyway, now you got to think of something smart.
Skip dinner, wake up thinner.
And from my side, we don't get a lot of things right down here, but I think there's one thing. I think we hit the nail on the head.
This is CliffCentral.com.